Okay, so I'd like to learn a piece on Hanukkah. It's from the Ur Gedal Yoh. Those of you who are not familiar, it was Rabbi Gedal Yeshur. He was Rosh Yeshiva Torvadas after Rabbi Shlomo Feinberg Mendelovich, Yeshiva Manal. He was an American grown product, and they called him the first Ilui in America, and a very, very chashuv person. He was nifter, not an old man, in the 80s sometime. I don't remember the exact date, but I remember the Levayin at Yisrael. And the shores are his children, the Ibadah Chaim, and so on. It's a shtickle with a few parts to it. I'm going to skip around a little bit to keep the thread of thought, because he goes off a little bit on tangents. The main, the klolistic topic is, it's Yidua that Hanukkah is the Yontov Bayesheni, which was the Zman when Torah Shebaal Peh became the dominant Torah in Klal Yisrael. Torah Shebiksav ended with Bais Rishon, and Torah Shebaal Peh began its ascendancy and reached, in many ways, its peak with the end of Bais Sheni. So, to understand a little bit more about the significance of that, in other words, it's not just Chumash and Gemara. The whole mohos of that Torah is different, and we'll learn up and we'll try to explain it. So, the first piece is just the introduction. It brings the Gemara, Yuma, famous Gemara. Lan Matzel Zal Yelz Hashacha. Omer of Asi, Loma Nimshla Esther Leshacha. Why is Esther like Shachar? Loma Lachom Mashacha Seif Kol Alaylof Esther Seif Kol Anisim. So the Gemara asks, what about Hanukkah? Hanukkah is a nace that we Nitnali Kosev Karminan. The difference is the type of nes that we were allowed to put down in writing. And then the Gemara talks about it, you know, whether Esther was given Likosev or not. But that's his sort of his backdrop. So you see the Gemara, it says, even though a nes is the same event, we can understand in Torah there's a difference whether something's written that you have to do it or it's just understood. But here we're talking about an event that happened. So what's the difference if the nes happens and it's written or not written? And so you see that there are two different Torahs, so to speak, with something a lot more fundamental than just the type of material that was used for it. So he starts with a mabit. Hamabit Bakdoma Lesifer Kiyas Sefer Kosev. The mabit was someone who lived in the 1500s in Tzfas, in that big tkufa of the Kubalim and the Beis Yosef and everyone. And he wrote a sefer called Kiyas Sefer on the Rambam, which is used quite a bit in the world of Lomdus, but that's not a piece that he's dealing with. Vizel Shoina, he brings from the Zakdama. Vacharkach Boro Kisei Kvodo. He says, and then, you know, it follows from whatever he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Kisei HaKavod, Unefoshos HaTzadikim HaChatzuvos Mitachtov, and then you have the Nefoshos of Tzadikim are inscribed under the Kisei HaKavod, parallels to echoes Yaakov Avinu, that is Klesta, one of his Kokot Kisei HaKavod, V'Torah Shebaal Peh HaGnuza V'Astur Behev. And Torah Shebaal Peh, which is incorporated, integrated into those Nefashas Tzadikim, Kidechsiv Nochin Kizachem Meoz. Ve'im Nefashasem Nimlach Libes Oylam Imkayim Es Torah. And part of creating the world was in coordination, so to speak, with these Nefashas of Tzadikim that are the base kibble. They're the base for Torah Shebaal Peh. Now he says, HaTorah Shebiksav, Iyata Rishoy Lomer Baal Peh. You can't take Torah Shebiksav and say it Baal Peh, why not? Lefi Shakriya Biksav Mitztayrim Sedeseho Bitsuris Oisius. Vim Koyros Al Peh, Tifchas Mailazu. So you can't make speech the medium for conveying Torah Shebiksav, because part of Torah Shebiksav is the letters and the shape of the letters and all sorts of remuzim. So you're missing out a big part of Torah Shebiksav if you divorce it from the letters. Okay. V'atorah Shebaal Peh, iyatorah shoy la'omer biksav, why can't you write down Torah Shebe'al Ksav? Leo is gnuzav nashashem tzadikim ki zui k'dushasam v'malosam. The maila of Torah Shebe'al Peh and its full import is when it's gonuz in the nefesh of the tzadik. V'im oimra b'ksav, and if you'll say it in ksav, tifchas mailos anafoshes, ki hadova nichtav lo yishar tzir b'nefesh, ki dovash lo yinichtav, sheiskayim tzir lo ilom b'nesinas leiv olav sheishacha. So he says something incredible, that in both Torah Shebe'al Ksav and Torah Shebe'al Peh, the medium is part of the message. And the medium of Torah Shebe'al Ksav are the physical letters, and that's why when you read it, you also note the letters that are making it up. By the way, parenthetically, this was a big issue in the old days, when one of the first battles of the modern people versus the traditional people was in how to teach Aleph Beis, because it's complicated, and you know you have the letter and you have the vowel. It's very unusual, and it was thought that teaching it phonetically would be a much better way of doing it. And there was a lot of opposition to it, and the opposition wasn't based on education per se. It was based on the fact that there's another aspect of the message that's in the letter, and therefore you need to note the word as being composed of the letters and the vowels, not the sound. The part of the message lies in the letter as well. That here I understand, but he says you can't write down Torah Shebe'al Peh because the message of Torah Shebe'al Peh lies in the person speaking it. And he says more than that, because it's something that comes from a person, it stays by the person when you hear it. When you read it, it doesn't stay by the person. In other words, it's almost, the language is person to person in Torah Shebe'al Peh, and that milah of person to person is lost when it's written in a sefer. I'd like to add a remark. They once asked the Chozem Lublin, who was the classic, one of the great early rebbes. Someone asked him, if we have so many sfarim today, what's the job of the rebbe? I mean, you have sfarim, read the sfarim. What do you need a rebbe for? So he said, "Chassidus Shavuot." Obviously, no. That was his medium. He said, "Valyedei avadecha hanevi'im kosev lemar." You have the, you know, like the, that's the phrase that you use always to introduce a pasuk in Musaf Rosh Hashanah and in other places. So he says, "Valyedei avadecha." Avadecha are the tzaddikim, the Ovdei Hashem. Hanevi'im kosov, written Nevi'im, lemar, begin to speak. In other words, you're missing the quality of speaking, and the words don't talk to you unless they're spoken. And that's why when you hear it from somebody, you know, Yoitzim Piakon Gadol, you know, Bikdusha and so on, it's Mefirish, Yoitzim Piakon Gadol, Bikdusha Tarit, it makes that impact. Now he says, this is my bit. Yes.
On this work, is there something kosov lemor? It seems either should say kosov or it should say lemor.
So you're asking on the nusach the way it's written.
I don't understand the part. I don't understand it completely.
Again, he's saying it's a play on the words, which is. The Chassidish style, the play on the words is he passed it wrong, but what he was saying is things that were written become get the quality of speech when you hear it from somebody who's a bal maila. Al kaponim valpig. Then he says v'toyer shabal peh he amavdelas beisrael umis. The distinction between Klai Yisrael and Solom, it can only be in Torah Shebe'al Peh. Torah Shebe'al Ksav, you just need to have the volume in your house. If you have the volume, and if you translate in the language that you read it, you have it. In Torah Shebe'al Peh, only we have it, and we'll see in a second why. Val pi koras bris im Yisrael, and that's a chazal that al pi atayra it's more gitten. V'loy yemumus oylam lias nafshe seim she Yisrael chat suves nachkisa kovach pas mimenu. Ma she'en ki benafshe so umos hanim shechz v'makashen et tohar v'nene ruya lekabel shevach chav matayra. Umus oylam don't come from there. They don't get it. So let's see. He sums up. Ubir advarim hu. The next paragraph. The kemoide matzina b'toyesha b'ksav she'nechala l'ksav din uktusha sefer Torah ki'im ba'ashlam v'tayim yichodim. You see, sefer Torah. I mean, the words are holy. It's the same words, but unless you have the medium appropriate, the klaf and the ksiva done right, it doesn't get the full k'dusha. Going to ksiva b'joy klaf et zorsoisis kemoikein. So giving over Torah Shabbat has the same type of halachas that in order for it to get its full kedusha, it's a learnt through nefesh to nefesh. So the atzmius of Torah Shebe'al Peh carries in itself something that is beyond the words and so on. Let's see the next page and skip a bit. The next page, Chaf Aleph, on the left-hand column, we're going to see the first piece, and then I'm just doing it so that we can keep the thread of thought without losing it. He says, I have a marker for it in the tour. Shepirish birchas haTorah achreo, ashe nosan lanu Torah emes v'chayel lanot b'seichenu. The tour says, the bracha has two parts to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah emes v'chayel olam not b'seichenu. Torah emes is Torah shebiksav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that's emes, that's called Torah shebiksav. V'chay oylam not b'sechein is a Torah shebal peh. U'lekach oma chay oylam v'lo lichay oylam. In other words, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something that will lead us to Olam Haba, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something that is, it's a netiyah in us, it's a root of something that's Olam Haba ding. Let's skip over and then we'll explain a little bit more. Next page, 42. He brings a long guy in here that speaks to Tosh Biksav. Don't want to get sidetracked. On page 42 on the left hand side. V'chai oylam not b'seichenu daika. Sha'teira shebal peh sdura ugnuza b'teich nafshe seim she Yisrael. That really teira shebal peh is hardwired into us. V'chol ha'sogis adam teira shebal peh himi pas zeh. Let's talk about this. Let's discuss this. We tend to discount whenever we perceive something, whenever we grasp something, we hear the material being told to us. We think of the person, we think of the person's hasbara, and we rate his hasbara, from poor to good, depending on how well we chop it, and that's what we see. The truth is, without a kli kibble in us, it's meaningless. Let's give an example. Certain things will assume we all have a kli kibble for it. Let's say something simple like things and numbers and stuff like that. What about art? A person who's very autistic will point to something and tell somebody, this is off. And the other person will look at it and say, I don't know why. And he'll try to explain it. So if the person who's trying to understand has the same type of hardwiring, where he has a feel for something aesthetic, at some point, it'll dawn on him. If not, best artist Balmazbe can be Mazbe, it's not going any place because I don't have anything in me to respond to that. I remember, I'm not terribly musically gifted, and I remember I was in a choir when I was young, and the person would say something along the lines of, it was a school choir, so like, this is in harmony, this is not in harmony, this note, that note. I thought that he's playing a game. I didn't hear that there was a big difference. I when he said higher, lower, louder and softer, I understood. Higher note, lower note, harmony, not harmony. I don't know what he wanted. I was doubting if except that I saw everybody else did seem to get it. So I figured maybe I'm missing something. But other than that, I don't know. I don't have any kli kibble for it. In order for me to chop something, I need to have a kli kibble for it. It's one of the big ongoing forever arguments about speech, whether speech is totally acquired from the outside or we're hardwired for it. It's because a voice synthesizer can figure out, bread, water, table, chair, anything that's a corresponding word is not a chachma, and that's why computers can learn it. Try to tell a joke to a computer. Try to use a word in a way that is not usual. So for instance, if someone were to ask you, did you understand what I said? And I would say, well, it's cloudy. So everybody, even if we never heard that expression, we would pretty much hop it. A poor computer, if it would turn onto the weather channel and direct you to get the weather report, because unless it's pre-programmed, he doesn't have a way to hop it. The vast majority of language is implied, it's borrowed, it's not something that is that is tit for tat, and I need to have some sort of sense in myself that can be misora from these words and figure it out. The same way that they have these things, to see if that there's a real person talking to a computer or not, they'll have a letter that is distorted beyond words, and yet a human being will hop it. So it means that we have in ourselves a certain sense that responds to certain type of approaches. Torah Sheba Al Peh. We're talking not about an objective. We're not talking about what the words are. We're talking about what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean in this halacha. We're trying to get a sense of what is the probable meaning and understanding of it. If we're not hardwired beforehand, we have no way to deal with it. When you're dealing with words, so you say, okay, this is what it says. This is what the word can mean. This is the dictionary meaning. This is the implied meaning, so on and so forth. But when you're dealing with a deeper sense of something, about what do I really want out of this, I need to have some of that in hardwired in me for it to be able to have meaning. So when we say Torah Sheba Al Peh, we're talking about a lot more than just the dry halacha. We're talking about the sense of the halacha, both in lamdas, both in the halachic part of it, and in the part of meaning. And that's why, had we not been pre-wired of v'chaya olam nata b'secheinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had pre-wired us to be sensitive to that, to feel it, to be able to respond to it, we wouldn't be capable for it. And that divides us from Umas Olam. Umas Olam, if you have Torah Sheba Ksav, if you have the words and you memorize them, you have the Torah Sheba Ksav. But Torah Sheba Al Peh, it's the understanding behind the words, and unless you have it in you, it's not there. And this is what he says. Let's see it inside again. V'chayel amnot v'seichenu, v'seichenu daika. Sha'teirah shebal peh sdura ugnuza tech Hashem sheYisrael. Teirah shebal peh is in us. That's sort of what it means. The Malach teaches us Teirah shebal peh. It's something that's engraved in us, the ability to inherit. V'chol asogas adam Teirah shebal peh. And the reason why we do chapit, mipas zesh nitim benafsha sogzun kuz yosei, because this has been built into the person as the Yisrael that created. Ukumay shapirsha kadmeinim akosu bekahelas gam es ha'olam nosan belibam, ki mashe yesh lo adam asog ba'olam, The reason why it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world into our hearts, he talks about nature in general, it's because we have that sense in us firsthand. Let's discuss this also and understand. It's a parallel point. It's not the Torah. When a person looks around the world, so the fact that I see a thing here and it's this and this color and this and this shape, those are just that's physical. It's information input. It's not seichel really. It's just kind of getting information. I pick up laws of nature. I pick up all sorts of mahalchim in the Bria. That's only possible because I have it in me. The reason why the concept of a law of nature, the reason why I understand gravity is not only because gravity exists, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in my mind a chip that understands the concept of a pattern, a law, a nature, and all of that. So the Kadmonim say, Gamas Olam Nosam Belibam, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us in our hearts and the world. In other words, the understanding that could be the world is ingrained in us. It's hardwired in us, so that when we perceive it around us, we get it. That's true about all, and certainly, Ukumoikein, Hasaga Satayu Nitua Besachenu. And that's why it was k'moizor nechshavu. Kilohem eina netua sogzu mitchilas b'riyosam. They don't have it in them. Shesheresh nafshu seyem hu mimokam shenena tohar. And that's why they can't understand Torah Shavu Peh. And that's why we say chay oylam not b'seichenu. Let's see the next piece on page Chafes. It's sort of continues. It's a continuation. Behamikdash v'mishkan yeshnei kelim. In the mikdash and mishkan there were two kelim. Ha'aron sheboy hayu menachim luchas ha'edus. The aron had luchas ha'edus in it. V'menayra and the menayra. Ha'aron shulifnim and aparoiches ha'yisay shatayr shabiksav. The aron was tayr shabiksav. V'chol ha'nevuos sheshama Moshe hayu ma'alak ha'pyres. So nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu came from the Bein Shnei Akruvim. Shemishama yashpor shal teibes v'ksav l'kai Yisrael, u'michutz l'pareches haya menayra. Shemishama yashpor sachach matayr shabapel chach matayra. So you had the seat, the kisei of teir shabiksav was the arin. And when Nevuah came to Moshe, Nesinas HaTorah, it came from there. And the Menorah was the Mokom HaShpoah to Chazal. The Remez of David says, Chazal say, Horitza Lahachkim Yadrim. V'simanecha Shulchan B'tzof Noyer B'dorn. Sham Noyer In Yechochma. V'chein Kosav HaNetziv. The Netziv writes, Shekeshurotzu Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem Lahamakatzim B'Torah. V'leisboinin V'Hashem. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be oimid on havon in something. Hoye oimid it's on neiris, voye mabit by neiris, or bekoyach neiris a yochel hamikatsi b'teira. Lahavon teresh bal peh me'atersh al kapiris. So he would hear teira from al kapiris, and that was the teresh of iksav, and he would stand by the neiris and be misbeinin, and that's where he got teresh bal peh, because meneiris teresh bal peh and so on. Let's talk about this point also. It's interesting. On the menorah, it says, about loischa, it says that it's shetei oylam me'eleha. In other words, Torah, the hadlokas neiris works in a very fascinating way. In all other avodas, whatever you do is the avodah. You make the zrika, the shchita, the zrika, the kabbalah, the haktara. It's everything is what you did. That's what you have, and that's all you have. In the menorah, you have a knech of achetei oylam me'eleha. In other words, ba'aloischa means you are causing it to emit light. So it's not the thing that you lit, the match that the nair that you lit with, that extinguished, that's gone. But you caused something to begin to emit a light that was in it, which is exactly the musig of Torah Sheba'al Peh, that it's something that is, there's something within that when prompted from without begins to give its own light, but it's a light that's been secreted there, a light that's been deposited there, that's coming out by your ma'isa. So just like in Torah Sheba'al Peh, you need to know what it says, and that's it. You can't be Moisev a teva or Megarei a teva, and anything you have to say about it doesn't belong to Hashem Iksav. No pirush of yours and no understanding of yours belongs to Hashem Iksav. Hashem is exactly the letters that they are, not of that more, not that less. Torah Sheba'al Peh is everything that's coming out. Everything that the Divrei Torah was me'orer in a nefesh, in a Torahic nefesh, becomes Torah Sheba'al Peh. He brings over here, the next piece we're not going to do aside is a Ramban that says that the Mishkan was an exact replica of Maimon Har Sinai, and therefore you needed to include in it the both Torah Sheba'al Ksav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, because both of them, like the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu got a mitzvah pirusha, Torah Sheba'al Ksav and Torah Sheba'al Peh came down from Sinai, so they were incorporated as the Mizbeach and the Menorah. We'll skip over to page 44. So he says, he brings Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara over there says, Moser Rav Sheshes, it says, Michutz leparechas yarech, v'chilo oiruhu tzarech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the light of Klal Yisrael. V'alei kol mem shana sheyisrael b'midba leholcha leoirei. Ela edus hi leboi oilam sheshchina shayr b'Yisrael. It was an edus that shina shayr b'Yisrael. V'hikshe sham toisvis, loma nor gemar sheyisman sheholcha leoirei. What does it mean that the Gemara says all 40 years they went to leoirei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So why do they need a menorah? And what about before and after? Taisa says, "Halei kol olam kulei b'choleis and alchayre." But the whole world, Akash Baruch is managing the world always. So what's the? Umefsasemus belikutim mefarish deva gemara. The kol hanhogas dera mid by yitz mitzrayim hayan hoga gluya shal imdu ve'eshmet savashem lachem. Vanhogas dera shabiksav. We're talking about a different nekuda. We're not talking about the general hashkacha Akash Baruch in the world. We're talking about that all 40 years was, the Ikka was Torah Sheba'al Peh. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, they came to him, he didn't know the answer, he said, stand a minute, I'll call up and ask. That's what he said. That's a pasuk he quotes over here. Imdu v'eshmo v'etzav Hashem l'chem. Stand there a minute, and I'll hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah Sheba'al Peh was the Ikka, and therefore, it was kol kulei de oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on that, the Gemara asks, what was the point of having the menorah, which is be'etzim our oyer? So he brings a mashal here. I'm skimming through. He brings a mashal here where it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the doctor wants our oyer and so on and so forth. Let's go to the next page. Chaf Gimel. V'zeh at the in the right hand side, the first paragraph. V'zeh yisayir shal Torah Sheba'al Peh. V'zehu yisayir shal Torah Sheba'al Peh. Sheyesh b'choyles ha'odem v'chacham lo'hoisev ala Torah. Torah Sheba'al Peh is that we have something in us that can air to Torah Sheba'al Peh, to Torah. Sh'kumay shefosh, ha'sfasem ha'saposim, sh'ashem ha'marto v'ashem ha'mircho, sh'ashem ha'marto is Torah Sheba'al Peh, v'kodesh Baruch Hu chose you, bestowed upon you, sh'klai yisla kav'yachol gomash ha'shem z'vachol in ha'Torah, Vashem emircha hu Torah Sheba'al Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us by giving us Torah Sheba'al Ksav, and we bestow Torah Sheba'al Peh on him. V'zehu yisayid, I'm skipping 2-3 lines, v'zehu yisayid ha'sham neira, ha'mesamol avayda mitzad maisa odom, u'me'amikdash ha'yimeir ha'shpas ha'tar ha'kal Yisrael, because you see the Lishka has Gozis, was there, and so on. So, you have l'maisa two types of Torah. You have Torah Shebeksav, which is its mokor and shorosh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebal Peh, its mokor and shorosh is the nekuda of Elokus and Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in us. It's not us, but rather it's the nekuda of emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in us. Without that, then it has absolutely no validity. I mean, what I say is worthless, but if I'm zeicha to tap into a point inside of me that's coming from someplace else, that begins to give off Torah. That begins to give off and radiate Torah. Let's take a look at page 46, and that will be a sort of finish of it. In the first paragraph on the right hand side, you have the Maral Kosav. He speaks about, I'm just skip that down, till he brings Umatsana Pirkehe Cholos. There's a Pirkei Cholos. Pirkei Cholos is a very deep Kabbalah Sefer. It's quoted. This one is quoted by Reb Tzadik. Everybody brings it from Reb Tzadik. Shekosav, he writes, the Afal Pi Shalei Shorsa Shechinim Bayesheni. The Cholos writes, even though there was no Shechinim Bayesheni, Mikol Mokoyim Ikara Teira V'ziva V'hadora. Teira and its beauty and its glow, Lohoya al bebaye sheni, shalei rotzu livnois atsheftichah Hashem Baruch legalazim razi teira, v'hu sheikis said by sheni bnei al teira shaval peh. In other words, it's just like when you take something that's absorbing energy, it's not in the mode when it's giving it off. When you take it out and it begins to glow and give off its own energy, you get that. In the first bias, you had Ashuras Hashchina, which meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pouring his Ruach into the Beis HaMikdash. The second bias didn't have it, but we were zeicha to have the after effect. The Ziva and Hadar of Torah is what comes out from it when it begins to emanate from it itself, which corresponds to Torah. To Shabbat Peh. So he brings here Ramban, the next paragraph. He brings about Avodah Zorah becoming bottle, and because the Vua became bottle, very, very famous piece. And then on the left hand side, Avala Koyach Shal Nevua Lo Nizbat Legamri. Even though Nevua in its normal format, in its format of somebody come along saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu said this and this, became bottle. Ela k'moyd isa b'gemara miyoyim shachar b'samikdash afal b'shem nitla bu menavim min hachacham loy nitla. Nevuah wasn't taken away from chachamim. Ubira Ramban b'chidush Ramban writes ki nizbat lo hamara v'chazoyin shal nevuah. The visions of nevuah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly giving me a vision, telling me what, when, and how, that's bottle. Avol nevuah b'derech chachma le'nitla. What does that mean, nevuah derech chachma? If it's chachma, it's not nevuah. If it's nevuah, it's not chachma. Elo yodim ha'emes b'ruach ha'kodesh b'kirbam. They know the emes because of the ruach ha'kodesh. V'hu b'koyach ha'toyach shabal peh agnuz astur behen. Yesh na'dayin ha'koyach shal nevuah. I want to stop and talk about this because this is really, it's a piece that's so important and it's so distorted, and so on. He speaks here, even though Nevuah is taken from us, it still exists. His lashon is Elo yodim ha'emes ruach hakodesh shebekirbam, and because of the trite and commercial stories about ruach hakodesh, our imagination, our childish imagination, ruach hakodesh is that you go in and he has a little voice that tells him which doctor you should use, which business you should invest in, who you should vote for in the elections, and so on and so forth. That's become kind of our childish, and it has two problems. One is we use it for the wrong things and we don't use it for the right things. Let's understand what it means. What Ruach HaKodesh? You find the Rav, it says, Ruach HaKodesh wasn't taken away from our Beis Medrash and so on. The Raver argues, the Rambam, and he'll say, occasionally he'll say something about Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means that if I work hard at understanding something, so one thing I can do is I can use my brain power to its maximum, and that's Chachmah. I use my brain power and I have X amount of brain power, and I understand a problem that fits those parameters, and that's Chachmah. But here you're trying to understand not an objective fact. You're trying to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What's the Ratzna Hashem? What's the Tzura behind it? This is the intangible part of Torah. And a person who has that Ruach HaLikim in him awakened and developed, his answer will have that. We're not talking about some physical item that Kosh Talion or whatever. It's my sense of things. At the end of the day, what if I want to know if something is right or wrong, and it doesn't say anywhere. So if I really want to do what's right, I'm going to ask somebody whose neshama I feel is in tune with right and wrong, and his intuition, I'll say, you know what? I feel that his intuition is Akadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin. Because of all the people I know, his intuition is resonates with what Akadosh Baruch Hu wants. So even though we don't have Nevi'im could not tell us halachas. Once Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu, Emdei Eshma, Nevi'im could neither tell you halachas. But Nevi'im could tell you what Ratzon Hashem was. Shall we fight Binyamin? Shall we not fight Binyamin? Shall we go up against Ai? Shall we not go up against Ai? What are we supposed to do in an area where we don't have a Shulchan Aruch? And somewhere in amongst the entire, between the halachas, there's a certain emes. And there's no way to get to it by just looking and reading and seeing. So Nevuah brought you the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one. Today, we still have it in the general consensus of Chachmei Yisrael, and people are entitled to choose different Chachamim, different groups of Chachamim. After 120, no one is going to fault us for going with Chacham A instead of Chacham B, unless we did it for other reasons. If Chacham A is more of a makel, and I like coolers, or Chacham B is more of a machmin, I'm an OCD person, and that's what I like. Or Chacham C has people with better shidduchim, then I have a problem. Because then I'm not looking for the emes. But if I'm dovek to a rav that I feel he represents a nefesh that has a well-developed of chayil and b'secheinu, that's what we're looking for. The Ruach HaKodesh b'kirbo is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is the sense of, you know, I'll tell you a story that I once heard from somebody who was there. Somebody had a very difficult shayla, very, very difficult shayla. And treating a child, you know, in a very difficult situation, had to go with it. And he asked Rav Hutna, and Rav Hutna said, I can't come to a decision. Ask Rav Shach. So he went and asked Rav Shach. Rav Shach heard the shayla, and he was machriya. However, he was machriya. So the person asked Rav Shach for why. So he told him, why? Go back to ask Rav Hutna. So he went back to Rav Hutna, and he asked him, you know, I don't know, he told me he was Machriya, and he said, why? And he explained to him why. So he said, I don't understand something. I asked you before, and you said you can't decide, you said no fear, and I come back. So he told him, Rav Shach is the Urim V'Tumim. He knows what. I can do a better job of telling you why, but what, I trust him more. In other words, at the end of the day, Chachma can give you the whys, and most of the time we can be down on that. But sometimes you just need to have the sense, so what is the right thing to do in this case? And it's, this has two elements in it. First of all, the sense of Emunas Chachamim in the much deeper sense of it. The idea that there's a tzura klolius of Torah that we need to pick up and absorb and so on. Two, for us also, when a person is learning, you know, there's an element of obviously knowing the halachas, knowing in yonim and so on, that's important. But really today, Torah Shebaal Peh is, it's supposed to somewhere resonate with the deeper part of a person. And at least if we're conscious of it, that the taklis of learning is to waken up, that if we learn well and if we're into it and whatever it is that we do, and we do well, it resonates with something deep in a person, and that's the chilek of the nefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated in us. We're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu within, so to speak. And that's what is our tkufa. So we can bemoan the fact that's a lack of clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming and telling us this is right, and so on. And it's a lot of confusion, a lot of darkness, and so on. And yeah, the sun sets. But we have a way of putting a match to something, and the thing will start giving off its own light. And that's something the Gemara says that Shraga Batira Miyahani, it's a halacha for B'dikas Chametz. If you have a candle during daytime, the candle doesn't enlighten you. Because the sun is out there. So the light of the candle is bottling, it doesn't, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi even says it, even a closed room, it somehow doesn't work. But once that's gone, so yes, we're dark, and we don't have that type of enlightenment that we would like to have vis-a-vis what's right and what Torah wants from us or what's wrong with us. But Meirchis, so we do have a chetimtza that when every person puts a match to his nefesh, we have a matzah baleischa where there's oilam eleha, and a person begins to bring out in himself that ruach lekim, that ruach kodesh, that's the chai oilam that's not to in every single person. Yeah, have you met Zvika Rubenfeld?